Yes, yes.
Hello, hello.
Sir. Sir. Episode 37.
37.
Of the Godlike Hearing with This Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Radar.
And I'm your host, Martyr. And this is the Harem Bros, yes, again, sir. Where we discuss the harem hoes. And today's hoes from the harem happen to be, I mean, they fine as hell, don't get me wrong, but...
You think so?
Yes.
They're straight.
Yes, that nun bitch is getting the Deezer's limit. Ellie is getting the Deezer's limit.
Oh, you remember her name, huh?
Oh, yeah, I did. I 100%.
I wrote down all the bitches' names.
Ellie-sensei? Yeah, I am.
We're talking about Meikoku Gaku and Jutai Hen.
Hen?
That's the name of the hentai today.
Oh, shit, all these hens finna start making chicks. Fuck all of that. I'm getting in them eggs. Fuck as you mean. I'm gonna leave them ovary scrambled. I'm sorry, let me chill.
Sir!
Get me that chicken.
Bring me that nun.
But sir, she's a servant of God.
But sir, she's a virgin.
Yeah, bring me that nun.
It's two episodes that were released in 2017 by Loon Pictures. Some of the tags include teacher, anal, magic, foot job, Yeah, that's pretty much it.
It should include a dumbass plot.
Yeah, the plot's not that great. It should include
a dumbass plot.
You know, this reminds me of Uryuji Tajima in a way.
Yeah, like, well, but I mean, the difference is they would die.
Yeah.
These bitches just get...
It said that the bitch, Nijo-sensei, said that they were going to die too, but that shit was false.
But 100% false. She said, no, they're just going to get extremely horny.
Mm.
Oh, really? Well, you mean like normal? This shit ain't nothing new. It's a hentai with schoolgirls. So it starts off with... What is the dude's name anyway?
Asada.
Asada. Yeah.
Asada. The carne asada.
Because he's slanging meat.
The carne... Yes, yes.
So it starts off with my nigga Asada Baby. And he... Okay. Anyway, it starts off with my nigga Asada Baby. And he's in, like, I don't know, the principal's office or whatnot. My man is slinging dick on a nun and a teacher simultaneously. Like,
back I think she had a principal, actually.
Well, it's principal that he was fucking them both at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong. Ellie was... I don't know why I got a thing for nuns. I really don't. I'm not even religious, but...
Yeah, I'm not... Yeah, you can't... You, I see what you mean, though. Like, that's the one. She...
Lift
she
up could. That robe, baby. Cross my heart and hope to fuck. That's what I feel like doing. She, oh my God, she was taking it on the couch, or not, well, I guess the table, but she was getting dick, like, everywhere in that
room. That shit was so funny. Episode 2 opens, she's catching the anal in the fucking confessional. I was like, not only is your nunhood revoked, you going straight down.
What is that talking about when you, oh, I got to look up that word. There's a word for when you get, like, kicked out of the church. I can't think about what.
Excommunicated?
Yeah, excommunicated. That's exactly what she's getting. Yeah, you are, fuck that shit.
You're not even going up. You're going straight down.
Her soul, your soul didn't even make it up. You just came, when you died, your soul just went straight down.
You mean to tell me not only are you having sex in the church, as a nun, mind you, you're catching anal? In the confessional?
I mean, anal would have been more valid, 100%. It's not taking her virginhood. That's taking her butthood. I mean...
No, but he definitely still fucked her in the beginning of the first episode.
Right. But God did say, let
that go.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck
I don't know God where you said. Going with that, but it wasn't...
He
it.
Said be fruitful and multiply.
Stop that.
That's what he was doing. Stop he took right his there. Tree, he took his fruit, and... Multiplied strokes, I guess. Right?
me. I'm asleep.
You're a bitch. That's what she is. And what you're not going to do is disrespect me like that. All right? That's not what you're going to do. All right? But yeah.
At least I'm with her.
Fuck that. I'll go down with her. I mean, she went down on me.
Hey, if that's your prerogative, that's your prerogative.
Yo, hell can't be too hot if you're burning forever.
They probably got 100,000 bitches on here.
That's what I'm saying. You can't fuck no bitches in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you can do in heaven, what do you say? The only thing you do in heaven is pray and take walks and shit. The hell? I gotta sing choir songs and shit like that? No, fuck all
you
of that.
You think niggas be naked in heaven?
Yes. No, they probably got robes. and shit like that.
Heavenly robes?
Yeah, heavenly robe, like fucking... I heard the breeze is good up there, though. I did go tweak
up. Where is the wind coming from?
I mean, nigga, you are fucking millions of... You're in the air, nigga.
Although, that's not the same thing.
Is there a nighttime in heaven? That's another question I'll be trying to figure out.
That's a good question. Like, you know that... What is it? I don't think it's Latter-day Saints, but I think it's like evangelists think that like there are mansions in heaven. Like, and based on your penance and on earth, like how religious you are is determined by like the size of your house once you die.
How many bitches could I put in my mansion?
Right. That's the real question here. How many bitches come with?
What if I'm just good enough? Just good enough to get a shack. Like any one additional sin before I died would have either left me homeless. Saying,
can I get a lean-to? How much for a tent in heaven? You
know, right. One sin would have offset that. I would have been homeless in heaven. And then another sin would have put me straight to a fucking shack in hell.
Right, ain't no way you could be homeless in heaven. This shit don't make no sense.
I don't know, man. It kind of makes sense.
If you homeless in heaven, you might as well not be there.
Hey, God, look, I was wondering if I could take out a loan. A little mortgage. Yeah. Can I
you cash need mortgage on your house in heaven?
Can I cash in my good boy points? I mean, I pay a lot of my tithes on earth, but...
That's so funny.
That ain't enough. Apparently, I would get a mansion and shit like these niggas. They got capitalism in heaven and shit like that.
You gotta put your halo up at a pawn shop. To get some rent.
Where your halo at?
What kind of money are they taking in heaven? Skynet?
Some heaven
they
bucks.
They got Sky Coin.
Then they got the heaven bucks. Oh no.
You think Jesus on the money?
And if you know,
got all his apostles on the dollar bills and
yo,
shit.
I'd be over there with Peter and I'd be like, hey yo.
Yeah, hey, I got them Peter. Johns on me. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, how much to get my man's to heaven, yo? How about Jesus?
Yeah, don't even worry about it, bro. I got 20 Mary coins in my pocket.
Mary? Hey, yo, and if you, yo.
Them's the dollar coins. You know what I'm saying? Like a sack of Julius coins. She got the Mary coins.
Yo, that's going to cost you. I'm going to keep it 2 Moseses with you. On the 50. Yeah, I'm gonna keep it 50. I'm gonna keep it 2 Moses with you.
That's so funny. On the other side is a burning bush.
Jesus on the back of his is just a big ass cross and shit like that. Like,
no, that's gonna give him PTSD.
Oh shit, don't do that. I mean,
they did that. We didn't. What do you mean?
I mean, yeah, of course they did. Look at our money, nigga. We got slave houses on the back of our ship.
Yeah, but they don't care about us.
Oh, that's true. They care about Jesus.
Right.
They care, but that's Jesus. He's in the Bible. So let me keep it 2 Virgils with you. Ellie Chan and the other bitch whose name I don't even remember. You probably do.
Nija.
Oh, is catching straight Deezer's dick. All right. Like Deez nuts.
Throwing meat.
Yeah, like my man is fucking a quarterback on the meat team. Right. And they're explaining to my mans... Hey, look, you know the dark hour is coming, bitch, so how come we didn't prepare hours before this shit? We knew the hour was coming. Mm-hmm. The hour. Bitch, that is a measurement, a unit of time, and we didn't prepare for this at all. Yeah, the dark hour is coming, and, you know, it's going to affect a lot of the women there, or the women here, but that's what we got you for. We just need your semen to
restore their mana.
So they can fight off... the shit from the dark hour. And they might die, but then again, no, they really won't. They'll just get like really, really, really super horny.
Oh yeah, they're at a magical school. Like,
that's some magical bullshit.
Yeah. Okay, whatever. Sure.
All right. Magic in the middle of the field. Like, yeah. It's not even no Rosario plus vampire type shit. It's literally just fucking a magical academy. It was Negima? Fucking a magical academy and shit like that. For a demon plague that you knew was coming. All right. Did nothing about it until now. Hey, yeah, we gave you some of the mana from our vaginal juices and shit like that, so you should be able to nut infinitely.
Right, like my nigga has all the mana stored in a Omnitrix type shit. He has it on his wrist like, yeah, I got all the mana right here stored. Like, how does that work?
Let's see. The nigga gonna slam his fucking wrist. BBC, you know what I'm saying?
He got all types of dick stored in his fucking Omni tricks.
You got the speed dick, the slim dick.
Yeah, this right here, this is a new model. You know what I'm
saying? He got the fat cat. You know what I'm saying? That man got dragon dick. You know what I'm saying? So they're like, yeah, we need you to go and fuck every girl in the school. And it's just like,
first and foremost, he doesn't. But
Right. There's so many other bitches who are left to die or get horny, I guess. And it's just like, this man doesn't have enough dick for that. Why is it? Why do you only have one man at your school? Semen is, you mean to tell me the fucking counter for this shit is zinc, my nigga? The fuck, protein and zinc.
The man milk. That's the only thing. And like, if you knew, here's my thing though. If you knew that a dark hour was upon you, like, why not have some shit stored? You know what I'm saying? Like semen bank, that sort of thing.
Hey, we're gonna have to buy all the gallons you have here. Gallons? Yeah, gallons. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got a little thing going on at school. School.
Just keep them bitches on ice.
Right. We got y'all magical. If y'all make a fucking ice tundra room and
right,
shit.
If y'all magic, you can't. You telling me you haven't found some spell or some potion that could help?
If you don't fucking 8 trigram, 2 palms, and keep that shit in rotation, the fuck is wrong with you? He's so, oh my God.
And after he's done with the two girls in the beginning, boom, the dark hour hit, and they're like, okay, it's begun. Oh. And he's like, well, I guess my city need me, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me go ahead, slide on out.
Nigga pulls on his fucking cape and shit like that, flies out. First thing he sees, dark hour, dark bitch. Let's keep that in mind real quick.
Yes, sir.
And Erica. She is bad, because she's like, oh, she in the, like, lobby, not lobby, but like
she's outside.
What the fuck are those areas called? Like, not like a, like
a quad?
Is out the outside, it's not like a lobby, but it's like an outside.
A patio?
Let's go for patio for now on. She's on the patio. And she's touching herself because she's like, oh no, this dark hour's got me feeling really horny. And he's like, this nigga come out of nowhere. You know, I could help you with that. In the words of my niggas from Holes, I could fix that.
Oh my God, not Onion Sam.
Was that his name?
Yeah, that was his name.
Onion Sam.
Well, the thing, that you just made me upset. They really smoked my nigga for no reason, right? Them niggas was racist, and they said a Negro loving our wholesome, pure white woman can't do it. Fella, saddle up for our dear friend here, and they blamed his ass.
I love that, because she turned to that bitch turned to Megan Thee Stallion afterwards. She was a savage. That bitch was robbing banks and shit and smoking niggas.
You know what? If I gotta get blamed for my shorty to transform like that, so be it. She was taking niggas out.
Bro, she was necking them up in the school. See, that would have been a better hentai.
Facts.
She said, I got some free time after school. That nigga said,
I can fix that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. My nigga Sam was beating cheeks, and they said, we can't have that.
What?
They blammed his ass on a boat, bro.
Yeah, I remember that.
Goofy shit.
Yeah, that nigga. But he went out like a G. That
blicked
man,
his shit, bro.
That man was outside caking. He had himself a little snow bunny.
Niggas are haters.
Of course they haters. They was mad, but guess what he got? Coochie, guess what they didn't get? Coochie, guess what they got? Shot.
She said, oh, you smoke my nigga? Yeah, I'm about to put y'all in that pack.
She said, oh, you know what?
Why smoke?
She on that goddamn Red Dead Redemption shit, riding on horseback, robbing banks, like, yo, cough it up. I need the fortune.
Give it up.
The Zamboni fortune.
Who I smoke?
Oh, my.
Sam, who I smoke?
You're a dumbass.
So yeah, he's piping up shorty outside, and you know this is a pretty straight scene. I'm not gonna hold you, bro. This is the shit that killed me though. Why she lactating?
Yeah, I said this bitch was part of a complete breakfast with that. Oh my God,
shorty skirted like a whole gallon.
Yeah, that was. I got her titty milk from Whole Foods.
Whole milk. This is not 2% unpasteurized, by the way. This is
raw
100% shorty milk
from the source. She's outside. I'm like, this bitch isn't. Is she pregnant?
No. Fuck? I was like, is that the dark hour?
I watched the scene like 4 times because that's how I was like, bro, I'm curious. Why is this bitch out here super duper lactating? This like,
Like, that's not normal. No. Especially if you're not pregnant.
You should.
And why was so much coming out? Like, bro, really groped her shit and, like, she squirted like a stream. Like, why is your nipple that open? But,
nigga turned on the garden hose, if you will.
Even when a girl's pregnant, like, and she has, like, a nipple pump on her to get the milk for, like, child feeding or whatever, like, not a whole lot comes out like that.
Not like that, no.
Shorty was squirting. She was a hydrant with the milk.
You're a kid, you're a squid now.
That shit really caught me off guard. I was like, what?
Squirt. It was with every stroke, too. Every stroke, yes. That nigga was. And I'm just like, bro, this bitch is dehydrated. Get her some water.
I was like, how do you have so much stored?
Squirtle. No, that bitch, I don't know what it was.
Blastoise titties.
That nigga said, I'm a hydro pump. I'm a milk. That's what Ludacris meant when he said, I'm a milk the cow.
Yeah.
Forget about the. I'm gonna spit the truth. I won't stop till I get him in a birthday suit.
That shit was wild. Yeah. But I mean, other than that, it was pretty decent, pretty enjoyable.
I fucked with it. I'm glad they got dark skin girl reparations. Dark skin girl representation. Sometimes you gotta say it slow because you know when you be trying to say words super fast, you be sounding half stupid. And I do that shit at work all damn time. God damn it.
Yeah, she was cool though. Are you into lactation?
Hell no.
Yeah, I don't think I am either, honestly.
I can't get down
something
with that.
About it just feels mad off.
Bro. I mean, I don't think it's bad if you are into that, cuz some people just like seeing that, and that's cool if you're into it. Me, I associate it with too much purity, if you will. Like, that's a bonding moment between like a baby and a mom. And a mom? Yeah. So I'm not going to sit there and be like, yeah, now it's my turn. Like, you know, no, nigga, that's you're raising children.
Yeah, something about that feels mad.
That's all. This bitch a teenager and shit like that. The fuck, or not a teenager. I'm a bitch in a magical school. Is this a night class of a magical school? Some fucking shit. No. Why was she outside that late at night? Bitch, it's dark outside. Take your ass in the house. You got a curfew. Dark hour, your ass outside. It must have been a Saturday in a strip club. So, for reference, again, if you didn't peep last episode, first of all, what the fuck is wrong with you? Go watch that last episode. Second, I hope all bad blowjobs come to you and you alone for not watching that last episode.
They're mad teethy.
You know what I mean? Right. I hope she hits you with the old gobbledygook, and then right before you nut, she accidentally scrapes the helm of your dick with her front tooth on some fucking May Canker type bullshit. On her Timmy Turner buck teeth looking at Tamantha Turner, if you will, because you didn't watch that last episode. But I work at a strip, not a strip club. I work at a sex store that's next to a strip club. And let me tell you this. If you ain't ever been to a strip club or been around a strip club, don't go to a strip club. I'm telling you, it is not worth it. It is 100% not worth it, because the one I work around has... Bro, did I tell... That's going to be a conversation for something else. I don't want to talk about that, like, all up on here. That's going to be a Patreon shit or fucking in the Discord. I don't know. But Discord's free. Patreon isn't. But it's just always fucking a rowdy crowd there. And everybody there is, like, sometimes... Like, they get drunk and then they just become assholes. And it's like, bruh. And then them niggas block my car from in the parking lot. You want to see titties that bad? I almost had to get somebody's car towed the other night. Like, it's always on Saturday, too. Niggas be like, well, I can't find parking to go into the... I'm going to park in the middle of the damn... in the middle of the intersection. Or, like, the parking lot so I can walk to the strip club. Like, it's not... Titties aren't that... They are important. But now you got to pay to see them and not be able to touch them. Like...
Yeah.
Anyway, next girl that he ends up piping...
Is the student council president. Her name is Rio.
This nigga was an asshole to this girl. Because I couldn't tell if this was a...
They were being assholes to each other.
Yeah. No, I agree. But I couldn't tell if it was... Like, she's like, nah, it's the dark hour making me speak like this. Nah, bitch, you really like this shit. Right. No, slut McNutt ass really like this bullshit. And that man said, we just gonna fuck. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't know why I feel this way. And I'm mad that we have to do this. She's like, bitch, no, you're not. Shut your lying ass up. You know you've been trying to peep this dick from the beginning. You've been trying to see what... And I've been trying to see what that mouth do. Stop your lying ass up. I like the one scene where she's actually like riding this nigga and shit like that.
Yeah.
And she's like, it was working. That scene was kind of hitting, but is it me or does she look Russian? She don't look it's Japanese. You. Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, it's because of the blue hair, isn't it?
No, it's her facial structure.
Maybe.
I'm actually going to like pull it up for you. And
she gives bro a foot job.
Don't remind me.
Okay.
No, go ahead. Say the words, but don't remind me.
Yeah. Like, and I don't like feet, right? And I'm not going to say it was a bad scene because there was a foot job, but like, I was severely like uninterested for the minute and a half that she was doing it. I was like, okay, let's move on. Like I was like, whatever. But if you like feet, then I'm sure you're probably into it. That's like one of the tags where I'm like, I don't want to see that.
No, I'm not really into feet either. I just,
they don't do anything for me.
And I like high heels. Don't get me wrong. I like when girls are wearing heels, but feet, nah, just raw feet. Like straight up raw feet. I can't get down with that. I can't get jiggy with this shit.
Yeah, that's not the move.
Move?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're right. Maybe it was me.
But like they're sort of going back and forth with this dialogue of like, oh, you like this shit, don't you? And the other one's like, no, it's because of the dark hour. And they're like, nah, shut that shit up.
Man, bitch, with your lying ass. You lying know you ass. Want, you've been trying to do this for a long ass time. So what you know? You ain't got to hold back on me. Ain't nothing to be embarrassed about.
You ain't got
to
lie. You ain't got to lie, Craig.
You ain't got to, I ain't got to lie, man. I'm 50 Tyson.
Yes, sir. So I mean, that scene was cool. I mean, I don't want to say cool. It was all right. It was great.
Yeah. I just, he nuts a lot, though.
Yeah.
Okay. This is something I did want to, something I made a note about, and I completely forgot to say it because I didn't look at my notes, dumbass. Why is it when this motherfucker nuts gallons, they're like, yeah, that's not enough. We need at least
I noticed that too. I noticed that as well.
Like on the first girl, he gave her a facial, and I'm like, no, bruh, she's supposed to get.
Like it's supposed to be inside though.
And he was like, oh, you missed. By the way, that's not enough. I'm like, bruh, how much do you need? What more do you want from me? They're taking everything from me. Like, yo, it was. So this man had to nut twice. I'm like, bro.
That's a two nut minimum.
Right. You just need more dick. This problem could have been solved had you had an equal ratio from wiener to vagina. That's all you needed. But no, you want one man to save half the school, and he can't even do that. He only fucking the important Beatrices. But I mean, other than that, that's pretty much episode one. It ends showing a whole bunch of other girls who are affected and who haven't been able to been saved by the sacred seed, if you will.
Right. Not yet. That's a little preview for episode two. I do want to note that the last girl, his childhood friend, her name is Maya. She was playing with herself with a tennis racket.
Yeah.
That shit is wild.
Yeah, that was wild. I'm actually called him Oni-chan though.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're gonna need to stop that. She's like, if he sees me like this, he'll never want to talk to me again.
Little do you know.
Yeah, I'm about to say, bitch, I've been trying to get
shorty like you.
Right. I've been trying to get throat from you for fucking 12 years, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You've been taking too damn long. But yeah, that was an interesting ass hentai. I ain't gonna lie to you though. It was at one point, it just became a hit or miss for me. Like, it came kind of redundant.
Because
I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's just annoying as shit. Like,
right. And then
episode two.
Cut to episode two. Like I said, Ellie was catching the anal in the confessional. That shit was wild. I was like, damn. Shorty, freaky. And I fuck with it.
I mean, look, this. God forgives. This might be the only excuse you have to fucking catch some goddamn neck or some anal in a confessional. Like, yo, look, I need his cum to survive the dark hour. I don't want to succumb to demons. So it's either demons or semen. And you have to pick one. You know what I mean? Sometimes I feel like, you know, you can make exceptions from catching erections.
Yeah.
You know, but go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're good.
But he nutted all in her shit.
Facts.
One more thing. Anybody who's ever been nutted in anally, how does that feel? Because that just seems weird to me. Where does it all go?
In the anal cavity. Where do you think? Like, I'm sure, like, it doesn't, obviously, it doesn't go anywhere. You have to get it out somehow.
I mean, obviously, it comes, I'm pretty sure.
It push it out, clean it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's a little enema.
Look. I hate talking about anal at work. Like, I'm glad I can sell butt plugs, and that's about as far as I want to go. But some people be wanting to go into detail. Like, yeah, you know, one time I got one of these stuck in my ass, and I had and I had no idea what I'd do, so I had to go to the ER to get it removed. And I'm like, that's entirely too much information. I don't care.
That is mad weird, though. Like, something. Like, I couldn't imagine working in a store like that because, like, I don't need to hear people's experiences. Like, if you come in, I will sell you this and you can leave. I don't need to hear about how much fun you've had with your other toys or what crazy shit you got into. If I wanted to know, I'd ask.
Right, right, right. Like, I don't mind telling you and showing you how things work. Like, I'm not like showing you, but like showing you, like, this is how you turn it on. This is how the functions it has, blah, 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 just to make sure it works, because all sales are final. You know, you buy something, you can't return it. But other than that, you know what I'm saying? All that, yeah, you know, I did this, and, you know, me and my girlfriend got this, and we did the upside down devil's triangle, you know what I'm saying? Bullshit like that. You know, can't be doing all that bullshit. I'm not in the mood for it. Man, but he ends up fucking a little nerdy bitch, and I love her. I like nerdy bitches. They wear glasses. They can see dick. They sexy. And she's getting piped, bruh. And she leans. Because the other girl asked her a damn question about, like, yo, did you get those notebooks or whatever?
Yeah,
or some shit?
Okay. Here's the thing, bruh. He's piping shorty up, and the dark hour ends, like, as they're having sex. And he's like, oh, the dark hour is done. I guess I don't need to continue saving you. She's like, where the fuck you think you going, my nigga? You're staying right here, and you're nutting in me, nigga.
Cough it up.
Cough,
I need
up
that.
The schmeat.
Birth control. What is that? What is that?
And because the dark hour is over, it seems like the all the students are going back to normal. And so one of the girls walks in and she's like, hey, I need a notebook. And I think this is like the first time ever I've ever seen this trope of someone's having sex while talking to somebody that is oblivious to them having sex outside of NTR.
I love it.
You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen this exact same situation, but it's always the dude that's doing the NTRing is fucking the girl behind, like, a wall or on the other side of, like, a veil or maybe in the shower or some shit. And the person that the girl is talking to while she's getting piped down is always, like, her boyfriend or some shit. And this is new. This is a whole different area.
Yeah, she's receiving DD, like, really well, though.
Yeah, my man is still throwing the schmeat while she's trying to do a transaction with a customer. Hello, customer service. Where was that?
It's called a dual service. She's multitasking. She had to serve one client as well as the other one at the same time. If you can't multitask, I don't think you're right for this job. I'm sorry, but we're going to have to take our hiring process somewhere else.
Ah.
I do wish you luck in your employment future.
Is that so? That's how you feel. That's interesting. Wait till I get to that employee survey. That's what I got. Wait.
I think I'm just going to have to call corporate. I feel discriminated against.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I hope your lawyers are tight, because mine is. So.
Yo, that's disrespectful. But nah, she was going berserk and putting in work.
Yeah,
but
she was doing it.
Yeah. One thing that did upset me in this hentai is after that, they're transitioning to him going to the other girl, and she's still, like, kind of possessed and shit like that. But why do they show two dogs humping?
Those are rats.
Rats?
Yeah.
They were in dogs?
No.
They were dogs. This fake-ass Lucina from Fire Emblem ass shit. That is a dollar store Lucina he ends up fucking afterwards, by the way. I don't even know what the bitch name is. No, it's not Raina. Is it Raina? It's Raina? What is her name?
Yeah, it is right now.
Oh, shit.
The girl in the library?
Yeah, fake-ass Lucina. She got yams, though. I can't even bullshit. Mm-hmm. So she was throwing neck. And I love that angle where you can see, like, the ass as well after somebody's throwing, like, when somebody's throwing neck. It works for me.
Oh, yeah, I like that, too.
You want to throw neck?
They were saying that even though the dark hour was like over, that some of the girls are still being affected by the horny powers that it has. And I'm like, so it doesn't matter.
Take a knock at my door.
Like some of the girls' eyes are still like purple from the dark hour affecting them. I'm like, how does that work? Like if it's done, quote unquote. And where does the dark hour even come from? Let's really get into it. Because now I'm about to get on their ass.
Oh, shit. Not their ass.
How where does the dark hour even come from?
My question is, what is it? What would validate?
It would make sense if they even said, like, even in, like, a passing dialogue, of like, oh, it's the Demon King's power. Because there's always a Demon King. Or some goofy shit like that. But it's really just like, oh, there's a cloud of horny energy that comes to our school within 1 hour time. And then you have to save all these girls or they die. But they don't really die. They just become super horny. It's like, nigga, if you're going to try with the story, try. If you're not going to try, just don't make it a thing.
Why are you always lying?
But yeah, he and Raina are in the library. You know what I'm saying? Raina's stupid horny. She's off that perky.
Oh, yeah. She must have took a pink pussycat. She off the whopper. You know what I mean? She tweaking off the mids right now. Mm-hmm.
She's off that pack. Oh, and, you know, other than Eli or Ellie, this is the first time we see some anal.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking with it.
I am too, low-key. I wish he would, like, it's, her hair is really getting to me. That's a really weird-ass color of hair.
Mm-hmm.
Dark green, shit like that. But she's taking it up like a professional. Lubrication, what's that?
What is that?
Nah, I'm going in raw DZ. He hits her from every angle in that library. So you're going to get some knowledge today. This is how I slang dick. That's all, folks. I'm slanging Smeedily. You know what I'm saying? He's hitting her from all angles. He has her against the bookshelf, giving her that raw, easy deezy. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And she's just taking it like, oh, well, shit, let me throw it back. Let me throw it back. You know, you used to play basketball. You'll pass me the ball back. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
She out here dishing it to Big Lou. She's dishing it to Luther. She's dishing it to the dog. Oh, she's dishing it to the dog, bro. She is giving it. And you know what? I'm proud of her. She's second best girl. I ain't gonna bullshit. It's just the part that bothers me, bro. Again, where does it all go? Because this nigga straight nutted in her ass. And her ass was like agape for a second.
Yeah.
And that shit was just like,
all right, yeah. I don't know if I liked it or not.
I'm scared. I have mixed feelings.
I'm scared, honestly.
Because I don't like holes. I really don't like looking at holes. They bother me. I don't know why. You ever see that like one picture? I ain't gonna put it in the video. But you ever see that one picture of like where people used to like Photoshop
like a bunch of holes on something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but that's different than seeing a butthole.
I mean, I don't like seeing shit move like that though. It didn't seem natural. You gonna? That's what I'm saying. Like I'm mixed. I have mixed feelings about it. God, get off my ass! Why y'all look at me?
Damn, if y'all saw the face I just gave this nigga, bro. Here's the thing. I don't know if I like it or not because it's the first time I've ever seen. Well, other than like uncensored porn, right? Like the hole expanding and contracting with the nook coming out of it, and I was like, That's different, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a butthole, unless there's something inserted into it, it's not censored. Because I guess Japan has a thing where, everyone has a butt. Like, so.
Well, yeah, but I think, like, vaginal intercourse is, like, the only thing that's, like, censored.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, this is a new experience, and I don't know if I liked it or not. But I'm not against it, per se.
I don't dislike it. But
right, like I'm afraid to find something else about me that I like.
Oh my god, I always be asking that shit at jobs at my job. I'd be like, I'm not so much afraid of like people being into certain things. I'm afraid of how they figured out they were into certain things.
Like I don't think I'll ever like try and choke myself while I'm beating my meat because I'm afraid that I might be into it.
I love to choke my chicken with my hand.
Yeah, that's literally the only thing that's stopping me from, like, experimenting more. Like, the idea that I might be into it is, like, yeah, let's never go down that rabbit hole because I don't know what kind of Pandora's box that might open up.
This nigga said rabbit hole, and I love it.
So that scene where Reyna's done, you know what I'm saying, he nuts in her butt, keeps it moving. Keeps it moving. He says, I'm on a mission, you know what I'm saying, to give these bitches that shmeet.
Lead a lead. You think I'm stopping? Hell no, little. Listen here, little bitty bitch. I'm horny. All right, you're horny. Let's make this work. And he is. He's making it work. He going berserk.
Facts. And then he finally gets to the last girl of the hentai, which is his childhood friend Maya. And
Mika, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I don't even know what you said.
I said Ed Miguel. You said Maya.
Oh, Maya Miguel, yeah. Bruh. That's when you ain't had no cable. You was watching CBS. You was watching CBS, the fucking Sagwa, the cat. Yeah,
Sagwa, the cat.
Fetch with Ruff Ruffman. The fucking, come on in Zoom. The Zabuma food.
Between the lines.
The Dragon Tales.
But
them shows used to go stupid.
What? They bopped. They bumped. Did you... Any person who disagreed is going to get these hands. How many times do I have to teach you this lesson, old man? I love the young people.
But yeah, man. He slides on Maya. You know what I'm saying? She was just playing with herself with the tennis racket, like I mentioned. And I mean, kind of the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Oh, she's covered in dark hour energy. I need to fuck her.
That just sound like you just said 5-hour energy and shit like that. It's basically a 5-hour energy.
Nah, my nigga is off the 5-hour energy to be able to pipe.
Oh, yeah, no, he's...
pipe like this.
Is that even fair? Are we on the air?
Yeah. So, I mean, he pulls up on her. He throws me. She's satisfied. But then there's this weird scene where bruh is, like, having sex with her, and he's like, damn, I don't know if I can keep going. Like, she's insatiable. Like, I don't got the meat for this. I don't got the facilities to supply her with the net that she need. And he has this sort of, like,
revelation.
Daydream sequence of her getting gangbanged by, like, 5 niggas in order to quench her thirst for the seed. And I was like... Are you really this down bad? Like, you done fucked, like, 6 girls already today.
Hey, but it's the one that counts.
Right, and it's the one that matters the most, where he's like, damn, I don't know if I can do this. Like, a nigga's catching a cramp. My electrolytes is low. I'm dehydrated. Yeah, I need a nap. Like, nigga, if you don't shut up and keep going.
Right, you got this. You've been doing well so far.
It's not how you start, it's how you finish, you know?
It's not how you start, it's not how you, Jesus.
So getting that second wind after the realization that, damn, my childhood best friend might be for the streets and she might let, like, 6 niggas gangbang her, Otome Dori style. I don't know if I can...
I didn't have to say that.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't have to say that. You didn't have to say that. That's illegal. You know how down bad that bro. He hasn't recovered from that, by the way.
For sure. Definitely not.
I still think bro's on, like, game over watch. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to not game over himself, okay? And you just had to bring that up.
Yep. He's like, damn, I don't know if I can do this. But then he has that revelation. He's like, I can do this. You know what I'm saying? He got that second win. He's like, yeah, I'm finna pipe shorty up. And he does. And then that was it. That's the scene. And then cut to this weird cliffhanger of them being in the principal's office with Nijo Sensei, and there's an orgy going on. And it's like, where did all these other niggas come from?
Where did these mystery bitches come from?
Right. Like, there's a full on orgy in the principal's office. Dudes, other girls.
Where like, your ass was at when I needed help up in the bleach?
Right. Where your ass was at when I was piping in a library?
Where
were you when all the dogs needed help?
Oh my god, I'm sweet.
And it really, I don't even know what to make of that ending. It's sort of just like, because there's not going to be an episode 3. This shit came out like 4 years ago. They've missed the window of opportunity.
Yeah, nah, I don't even know what could you even call, like,
I don't know what to make of it. And for those. For that very reason, I'm going to completely forget it happened. I'm gonna forget it. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
I would.
Completely. Out of my mind. So, forgetting that happened, taking into account everything that we saw, on the new patent-pending meat beat meter of the 1 to 15 scale, I'd say I'd give this an 8. An 8 out of 15.
Really?
Yeah. It's like average. And, you know, 7 is right down the middle. It's above average. Slightly. The sex scenes are good, and there's a decent amount of variety, you know, with anal, foot job, you know, pizzeria. It's good, right? But I've seen better. So I'm giving it an 8.
Get them. I don't know. I'd have to give it I'd give it a 7. Honestly.
Okay. That's fair.
I really didn't like the. I thought the.
Taking into account the story too.
Yeah, like just everything was just kind of stupid with it. Like there was a couple of hot girls in it, but it's honestly forgettable. Like I couldn't see myself being like, you know what? I need to watch this again. It's a must. It's right. A mandatory that I watch this again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I don't hate it. It's just, it was a good watch for me watching it, but it wasn't like, yo, my God, yo. Hey,
yeah, you gotta need to watch this,
it. Yo, if you ain't watching it, bro, if you ain't watching it, G, yo, you something's wrong with you, dog.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It just was. And that's, I can't get mad at it anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to give it a 7.
That's fair. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a.
Ooh-wee.
That's pretty much it. That's everything, man.
Also, since this is what episode 30 number?
37.
There it is. Hey, don't laugh at me, bitch. I'm tired. Who do I want to give a shout out to today? Boop 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 boop. I don't know how to say my man's name. Ah, yes, random hentai episodes that share a theme, but nothing else DVDs. KSKDU, you son of a bitch. I don't know. I don't know, y'all. I'm a get it together. I'm half asleep. This hentai left me half asleep. I literally almost fell asleep watching it. I don't hate it. It's just not good. Or it's not, like, amazing. It's not, like, knock your cocks off. Right.
Knock your cocks off.
You know, little five knuckle shuffle action. The knuckle truffle. The devotion. Anyway, I've been Martyr.
And I'm Ritter.
And we're out.